friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today we would like to start off today's story with a thank you to our patron, Chris McLeod. Hi, Chris. Thanks for your support. Would you like to say thanks for your support?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for your support.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support.
There we go. And now on with the story. Today's story is called A Christmas Stocking Story, and it's by Hillary Knight. And this story is actually quite old, all things considered. It was originally published in 1963. So let's see how it holds up, shall we, friends? I think we're gonna like it because it's super cute. Happy and gay as they could wish lived Stork, Hippo, Lion, and Fish. Around a corner, close and snug, lived Elephant, Snake, Fox, and Bug. These eight dear friends, one winter time, told this silly Christmas rhyme. One Christmas Eve, Bug, Bird, and Beast found their stockings soiled and creased. They quickly washed their socks with care, then looked at them in deep despair. Stork's stocking was a soggy sack. Hippo's stocking was stretched and slack. Lion's stocking simply shrank. Fish's sock hung loose and lank. Cried Elephant, "How oddly shaped!" Snake said no word, but gasped and gaped. Fox's stocking was all wrong. Bug's was much too long, but they hung them up anyway. You know, I would like to say something right now. After having seen their socks, I strongly suspect that perhaps they put their socks in perhaps the wrong bowl, do you think? And that maybe their socks got maybe mixed up. Does that look like it could maybe be a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see. When Santa Claus appeared that night, he filled their socks by candlelight with just enough, but not too much, relying on his sense of touch. When morning came, Bird, Beast, and Bug, each into his stocking dug. Stork, making quite a face, withdrew from his four mitts of lace. Hippo felt inclined to grieve, peering at a knitted sleeve. Lion, trying not to scowl, removed a tiny turkey Turkish towel. Fish fell in a solemn hush, finding hers held comb and brush. Well, now this is all wrong because a fish is never going to be able to brush her hair, is she? And Lion, this towel is small enough that it couldn't even cover his toe. It's too tiny. Oh, Santa, what have you done? Elephant, expecting bigger things, found his contained 6 diamond rings. Snake, hoping not to show dismay, discovered hers was stuffed with hay. Fox, never difficult to please, leaped when out flew costumed fleas. Fleas. Bug was not entirely chipper when he unwrapped a toenail clipper. On Christmas Day, Beast, Bug, and Bird found each had what the next preferred. Stork said, "Let's do our best to fix up Santa's Christmas mock stocking mix up." And they did. Oh, you see what's happened here? Yes, Santa did not quite mix up their stockings so much because he thought their stockings belonged to different people. Stork, who suffered from sore throats, wore his sleeve with winter coats. It's like a turtleneck. Hippo, hiding giggling fits, shyly showed her lacy mitts. And do you understand what mitts are? It's another way of saying mittens, only these are fingerless mittens. Lion, looking rather vain, brushed and combed his splendid mane. Do you know what it means to be vain? That's a person who likes to look at themselves and thinks that they are beautiful or handsome. They think they're pretty amazing. Fish, springing nimbly from her tub, gave herself a Turkish rub. You see, that towel belongs with that fish. That's the right size. Elephant, who loved to play, wriggled in his scratchy hay. Snake, who yearned for gaudy things, slipped into her diamond rings. Ooh, she's very sparkly now. And I don't know, is this that true? Are snakes attracted to shiny things? I guess they must be. Fox displayed his tidy feet, all his toenails clipped and neat. Bug crouched on bended knees, loudly cheered, performing fleas. Because those fleas in costumes were dancing ones. Now all was happy, all was gay, on this cheery Christmas day. And that is the end of that story. Yes. Now, just one last quick note here. Do you understand what this is here? When it says, now all was happy, all was gay. When this book was written, that word, gay, meant joyful and happy. And there's lots of different definitions for it. But it definitely meant something different in when this book was written in 1963 than it does right now. And that is the end of the story. Can you say the end?
Mm-mm.
No, because your mouth is full of apple tea. Ooh, yum.
The end.
Oh, I think I'll have to have some of that apple tea. What do you say? The end. The end.